And a good Monday morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Got a good show lined up for you today to start off the work week. We've got Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We'll talk to later in the hour. Randy Clifford and Wyatt Thompson both going to join us. We'll also hear from 1st Congressional District candidate Tracy Mann, former Lieutenant Governor of the state of Kansas. He'll be up in our second segment, but we're going to kick things off first with a popular event that's got some changes coming up this weekend. And that's the Flush Picnic, and our guest here is one of the volunteers helping out with that, and that's Scott Haverkamp. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Flush Picnic, traditionally a very popular event, and you know, obviously everything's been kind of shifted around this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, and it's neat to see that this can go on in some capacity, even though it won't be like in traditional years.
Correct. It's going to have a little bit of adaptation. You know, the Flush Picnic and Chicken Dinner was started by Father Bureau over 80 years ago and has always been held annually the last Wednesday of July since 1936. And so this year with the global pandemic, you know, we were not able to have the full church picnic, you know, with the raffles, the bingo, the children's games, along with the very popular Knights of Columbus hamburger stand, and of course our historic full chicken dinner, which normally consists of famous fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, slaw, pickles, beets, sliced tomatoes, and dinner rolls, and a choice of fresh homemade pies, in which we normally serve over 1,000 meals at that event. And it's our big fundraiser for the parish. And we plan on continuing that again in 2021 as usual.
All right, so we'll, fingers crossed, everything will be back to normal next year at this time, and we'll plan on that. But this year will be more of a kind of a drive-through event, a little bit lighter meal, as I understand, that'll be served out to people that come out on Sunday.
Correct. What we're going to do is still offer a slice of history. Even though we had to cancel our picnic, we're going to have a drive-through with more of a light version that many supporters can get through as efficiently as possible. For $10, we're going to a plate. You will receive two pieces of chicken, a dressing and drumstick, mashed potatoes with gravy, green beans, dinner roll, cookies, and bottled water. And, of course, all the volunteers will be required to follow local COVID-19 guidelines in the process.
All right. I think that's a neat deal, good adaptation there. And, of course, people will probably, I imagine, could probably pre-order. Is that a possibility?
Yeah. You can pre-order online at flushchurch.com until August 8th, or you can order at the site on the day of the event. We will have two unique drive-through lines, one for prepaid orders, which will start in front of Father's house and then in front of the church property, and two additional lines that will loop back behind Father's house, in which we'll be able to handle credit card payment along with cash.
Okay. So in anticipation of that, how will you know to have enough food on hand?
That's we're doing the pre-orders to help gauge what kind of a crowd we're going to have. You know, right now we're planning about 80% of what we normally do at a Flush Picnic. So right now we've got pre-orders that are running. We're running about 30%. So we should have plenty of food for everybody that comes out and joins us.
Okay. And obviously this is a fundraiser for the parish. What are the funds normally utilized for?
They're used for the normal church operations, you know, the general running of the parish, utilities, insurance, facilities upgrades, and some money does go to religious education programs.
Okay. And from whatever, I've never been, I know we had a reporter go last year, and we've covered this, I think, every year that it's gone on, but in terms of the community aspect of it, what are some of the things you hear from folks who come out traditionally each year?
Traditionally, I mean, there's a reason it's been going for over 80 years. I mean, people are always wanting to come out and support the parish. You know, it's a very small community in retrospect, but we do draw from Topeka, Seneca, Hiawatha, Marysville, Junction City, down south. It's just a tradition that people enjoy the company, enjoy the food, and we've been trying to keep it as consistent as we can throughout its entirety.
And, you know, I've had this conversation with Dave in the past year, but political candidates usually stop out at the Flush picnic as well. What's it going to be like having, you know, with the election will be over at that point? It's going to be a little, what would it be like without having the political candidates there?
Well, you know, we've got, it's like anything, we've had to adapt. And so, you know, usually it's a very family fun event. But, you know, this year, just with the COVID-19 and everything that's going on, it's going to be a much, you know, quicker process. And it's designed more for, you know, some of our elderly parish members are not able to get out and go to church. And by offering a contactless event where we can, you know, put the meals in the back seat of the vehicle as they drive through, at least they can still get a piece of the, I guess, being part of the church.
All right. Well, do you have any recommended places where people can picnic in the area?
You know, we do have a grass area if you want to sit in your car and picnic, but I think a lot of people are just going to kind of come and go. You know, we're just trying to keep this, like I said, as safe as an environment for the patrons as possible. And for those that want to support, you know, we look forward to having you.
All right. 4 to 7 this Sunday. That's August 9th. That's when it will take place, and you can pre-order online at flushchurch.com or order on the site the day of the event. It's neat that you can still be able to provide some sort of a service here, and I think these drive-through services actually work pretty efficiently. Do you anticipate any hiccups here with this?
No, like I said, we're running 3 lines. We have approximately 30 volunteers. We're going to have certain members handling the efficiency of vehicles coming and going off the highway. Like I said, we're going to have 2 credit card processors and enough people facilitating assembling and boxing and bagging the orders and getting them out to the vehicles. I think we should be able to handle it no problem.
All right. What is your favorite food item that you like to get at this picnic?
Oh, by far, it's the chicken.
The chicken.
It's great.
That's what I've heard. I've heard good things about the chicken. What makes it so good?
You know, there's some secrets we just kind of... We kind of keep ourselves out there. We try to keep it traditional. You know, it's pan fried, and so it's just, you know, it's good. It's really good.
Mm. I'm going to be out of town this weekend. I wish I could attend because I'd love to go try that. Fried chicken is one of my favorite things, so it's top 5 foods for sure. But it sounds good. Maybe I'll have to check it out next year. I'm going to be out of state.
Well, I might be able to accommodate you somehow, Brandon.
Save me a drumstick. That'd be cool. All right. Well, this is great. And I know you have a lot of sponsors that back you up for this event each year as well.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd just like to rattle them off if that's okay.
Sure.
K-State Credit Union, Home of the Fun Hills, Heritage Wine and Liquor, Farmer State Bank, Vision Construction Company, Manhattan Commission Company, Urban Parkview Funeral Home, People State Bank, Jorgensen Malone Lundin Funeral Home, Waxman Construction, and of course, 1350 KMN Radio.
All right. Well, we always appreciate getting to tell the story of the Flush Picnic. And again, it'll be a little different. Flush Chicken Dinner will be a drive-through only event this Sunday, 4 to 7, out at the Flush Church out there in Pottawatomie County. Flushchurch.com is the website. You can make your pre-orders now up until August 8th. Anything else we should know?
Nope, we just appreciate the support and the opportunity to share this information with everybody.
All right. Scott Haverkamp is our guest here, and we appreciate it, and I hope you have a very successful event this Sunday.
We appreciate it. Thank you much.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.